As Meng Wanzhou waits to be back at this court for more of her bail hearing, tensions escalate at home over the fact the U.S. wants the Huawei executive extradited to face charges she violated sanctions on Iran. This weekend, China's foreign ministry had stern talks with both the U.S. and Canadian ambassadors, a warning: release Meng or face grave consequences. It's a threat that could materialize as the extradition process winds through the courts. Canada should be worried, says this former diplomat posted to Beijing.
China's a powerful country. They have the means to hit back, to hurt us, potentially in economic ways or in suspension of visits. My guess would be, if we do indeed extradite Madam Meng to the United States, that's when we would see perhaps the greatest risk of a retaliatory move of some sort.
Already the case has derailed a provincial trade mission to China. British Columbia abruptly changed its plans today and will skip the China leg of its Asian tour. But Canada's finance minister is downplaying the threat.
We will continue to look to how we can ensure the trade between our two countries is successful. I can't comment on an ongoing legal situation.
But Canada has few options to tone down the rhetoric.
The heat is being turned up by the Chinese side on a legal matter, which, due to our judicial processes and rule of law, does not allow for intervention.
A gap in how China understands Canada's laws that may be hard to bridge.